So what are the major findings of your Global Slavery Index that you launched today?
Well, in the inaugural Global Slavery Index, the key findings are that there's an estimated 29.8 million people in slavery around the world, and that slavery can be found in every country around the world.
Can you explain to our listeners how you came up with these figures and how accurate they are?
To work out our estimates, we basically pulled together two sources. One is there are some existing surveys of the problem around the world, so we used those and extrapolated from them. And then we also used secondary source information, so reports and details of prosecutions and other work that NGOs had done on the scale of the problem, and we pulled all of that data together to form an analysis on a country-by-country basis. The data is the best data out there, but the data is weak, and our hope is that by coming out with this inaugural Global Slavery Index, we can work with others to improve the data from year to year.
Now, in your documents, you speak of modern slavery. How could you define that for our listeners?
Modern slavery is a situation where people are coerced through the use of violence or the threat of violence into a situation where they're exploited economically, where they receive no pay or subsistence pay, and they're not free to leave. I mean, the essence of it is the essence of slavery as it's always existed, this lack of freedom to leave a job in which you are being exploited. You find examples today in things like women who have been trafficked to work as prostitutes, child soldiers, whole communities in places like India who are working on brick kilns and stone quarries and have no freedom to leave. It just covers the gamut of exploitative behavior.
What outcome would you like to see from this Global Slavery Index that you've released?
We want to see policymakers prioritizing this issue. Slavery is illegal everywhere, yet it exists in every country. And so, you know, we don't have to persuade people of the evils of slavery. You know, world leaders are alive to this problem. Pope Francis has been taking a leading role in stating that, you know, modern slavery is one of today's modern evils. So we want policymakers to take heed of this message and prioritize their efforts to eliminate it. It's not difficult to eliminate slavery or to substantially reduce it if there is a focus on fighting it.
According to your foundation, though, what action would be most urgently needed to end slavery at the moment?
Well, it varies from country to country, but I mean, broadly speaking, for policymakers, we need policymakers to come together to accept that there is a problem, to devise an action plan that pulls together all of their resources. So it pulls together the courts and the police, it pulls together the immigration, it pulls together social services to have a holistic approach to ending slavery. And if there is that willingness and that coordination, then a very, very significant dent can be made in the problem of slavery around the world.
On your list of countries, we also see Western countries on the list. Could you explain how they're implicated in this whole modern slavery movement?
You can break countries up in various ways. And obviously, countries that are fragile and have weak governance and poverty and so on have a particular problem with slavery. But rich countries are a destination point for modern slavery. So you have, as I said, women and girls that are trafficked in for forced prostitution, you have agricultural labourers who are trafficked in, domestic servants, you have all of these issues. I mean, even somewhere like the UK that comes out very well on the survey still has an estimated 4,500 people in a situation of modern slavery today. And that covers all of those industries. It covers, you know, people who are forced to work on farms, migrants who come here, passports are confiscated and are told that they're working illegally, and they'll be turned over to the authorities if they don't work in the situation they've been put into and their force is used against them to keep them compliant. So that's the face of modern slavery in the developed world today.
Besides joining your movement, what can ordinary citizens do to contribute to an end to slavery?
The most important step is just becoming aware of it. You know, I mean, the standard response to people is surely slavery ended 200 years ago. And what we're trying to persuade people is that in its modern manifestation, slavery still exists everywhere. When you buy clothes, if you buy very, very cheap clothes, then there's a risk that they've been produced by forced labour, cotton pickers in Uzbekistan. When you buy electronic goods, you know, often minerals are mined by slaves in the Congo to provide the minerals that are used in our electronic games and our phones. So simply by asking questions, becoming more aware, encouraging policymakers to act, we can all collectively make an impact on ending this evil.